It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. With Election Day finally here, Illinois voters are deciding today if the state should amend its constitution and which politicians should go to Springfield in Washington, D.C. Amanda Vinicky reports on what's on the ballot.
It's a big year for Illinois, from President Barack Obama on the top of the ticket on down. With the exception of Illinois' two seats in the U.S. Senate, every other legislative seat is on the ballot. 18 spots in Congress and all 177 seats in the General Assembly.
Most of those are fairly sleepy. Most of them, in fact, are uncontested. But in those races where there are two candidates on the ballot, there are always a dozen or a dozen and a half. That see a huge amount of money coming into them.
That's the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform's David Morrison, who's watching the election, and especially those close congressional and general assembly races. It's the first election Illinois' caps on campaign contributions are in effect. Illinois voters will also be asked to vote yes or no on a proposed amendment to the state constitution. It'd make it harder for lawmakers to increase government workers' pension benefits. Critics say it's faux reform that state legislators just put on the ballot to make themselves look good. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
There are long lines at polling places across the country, and voter turnout has been steady in Champaign County. An election judge at an Urbana precinct says the polling place was very busy early this morning and held steady through 9 o'clock. Carolyn Pribble says there haven't been any problems, and a new computer system has made voter check-in fast.
The new computer system has worked extremely well, and if anything, we were able to check people in faster than the booths were open for them to be able to vote.
More than a third of Americans voted before today, but none of the ballots will be counted before tonight. Polls in Illinois close at 7 this evening. Voting machine problems have caused delays and long lines in Hamilton County, Indiana, a heavily populated Indianapolis suburb that's a Republican stronghold. County Election Administrator Kathy Richardson says about half of the county's 150 polling places received incorrectly programmed cards used to clear tallies from machines before voting begins. She said those cards didn't work because they had been set on a demonstration machine. Once those cards were reprogrammed, the machines worked fine. Officials from the Illinois State Board of Education are preparing to make recommendations about school funding for the next fiscal year. But before they do, they are holding public forums for teachers and school administrators. As Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers reports, the board's Finance and Audit Committee held a hearing yesterday at the Champaign Public Library.
Chris Vowles is the principal of Urbana's Washington Early Childhood School, which helps preschoolers with special needs. Washington School is supported almost entirely by the state, and in recent years, Vowles says funding for the school has taken a hit.
This past year, we had an 8% cut, which cost us about $95,000. And because of those cuts, we've had to cut services to children, to staff, and to families.
The Board of Education's Jim Bauman says with primary and secondary education losing more than $200 million in state funding in the last year, the challenges facing teachers are noticeable.
You know, we're hearing that they're doing a lot of selfless work and very focused on helping children, and we need to do more for them.
The Illinois State Board of Education will submit recommendations on education funding to Governor Pat Quinn and the General Assembly by January. But first, the board will hold three more public hearings in Grays Lake, Chicago, and Granite City. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
Elected officials in Urbana will receive graduated annual raises through the year 2016. The city council voted 6-2 last night to provide no raises next year, but then a 1% increase in 2014 and 2% hikes each of the next 2 years. A memo distributed by Mayor Laurel Prussing last month cited a gradual recovery in property values and other revenue sources, asking for what she calls modest increases with a still uncertain financial future. Alderman Charlie Smythe voted down the plan, saying he wasn't against salary increases, but the principle of percentage-based raises. Alderwoman Heather Stevenson also voted down the salary increases, saying the city couldn't afford them. Last night's vote means Mayor Prussing's salary will rise from just over $61,600 this year to just under $65,000 in 2016. Serving as the Cunningham Township Board, the council also approved the same raises for township supervisor, township clerk, and township assessor. Indiana has banned a pharmaceutical company linked to a deadly multi-state fungal meningitis outbreak from doing business in that state. The Indiana Board of Pharmacy voted unanimously Monday to suspend the license of the New England Compounding Center. The Elkhart Truth reports the board's decision comes weeks after Attorney General Greg Zeller filed an October emergency petition against the Framingham, Massachusetts-based firm. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports 419 cases in 19 states, including Illinois and Indiana, of meningitis linked to contaminated steroid shots distributed by the company. 30 people have died as a result of the outbreak. Indiana's oldest ethanol plant has shut down indefinitely. New Energy Corp President Russ Abar tells the South Bend Tribune the plant shut down last week, idling 40 employees. Abar says an undetermined number of workers will stay on the job as the plant that first opened in 1984 prepares to remain idle for at least several months. Abar says he believes the plant will reopen sometime in the future because of its proximity to corn supplies, the ethanol market, transportation infrastructure, and the South Bend labor supply. He says the plant's for sale. Abar cites high corn prices, large ethanol inventories, lower gas prices, and lower fuel demand as factors leading to the shutdown. The city of Urbana has received additional funding to improve the quality of life in its sister city of Zomba, Malawi. The grant from Sister Cities International will provide up to $100,000 to upgrade the African city's solid waste disposal system. Urbana has already had ties with Zomba going back to 2009 and recently completed $115,000 in work that includes water and sanitation projects in schools and laundry and shower facilities for families of patients at Zomba Central Hospital. Urbana Alderman Dennis Roberts says the new grant involves a new collaborator, the Haizhou District in China.
This is a prototype kind of test experience set up by Sister Cities International to find out if they can bring a Chinese city, an African city together, working with an American city, to solve a problem related to health and sustainability and public health in Africa.
Robert says Zomba formerly had one source of water, a single faucet requiring residents to haul water for bathing, washing clothes, and drinking. Urbana is only one of three U.S. cities to receive the new grant. The others are Asheville, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Denver. In sports, the Orlando Magic will try to improve to 3-0 when they meet the Chicago Bulls at the United Center. First tip-off tonight at 7 o'clock. The Bulls are hoping to rebound from a loss to New Orleans that left them at 2-1 on the season. The Illini women's soccer team is heading to the NCAA tournament. Illinois finished the season with victories over two ranked teams, Michigan and Penn State, and the Illini were runners-up in the Big Ten tournament. They will now head on the road to face the Missouri Tigers on Saturday. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.